All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. That time of the week where we do some car reviews. And Richard, you drove a Volkswagen Jetta not that long ago. Talk about that, if you would.
Yeah, this is one of our cars. Well, you know, we had some friends growing up that this was a really fun car, and they've changed in a good way, Dad, and I'll kind of talk about it. So, yeah, 2025 Volkswagen Jetta, Dad. This is the 1.5T SEL with the four-cylinder engine, front-wheel drive with driving mode selection. This car, Dad, all in with, let me see here. Yep, with destination in the different paint color, which was actually a really pretty, they call it monument gray, is $30,680, which is hard to do, Dad. It's an updated exterior, redesigned 8-inch touchscreen. Unfortunately, there's no longer manual option available, at least on the lower trims. But, Dad, this is part of the seventh generation Jetta, and this is one of, my favorite cars to drive just in general because it just works so well. It runs really well, even on our altitude. It just operates. The Volkswagen infotainment system is easy to use. You don't have a whole lot of buttons. You're trying to figure out where this thing goes. You've got different trim levels, Dad. They've done this with the Jetta for a long time. This is the top of the line, and you can get an S Jetta, Dad, for about $23,000, just a little bit over $23,000, and in this case, for about $30,000, all in, full equipped, which is really hard in today's market, Dad, considering I think the average new car is closer to the $45,000 or $50,000 mark. Mm-hmm. This is really exceptional. Fuel economy, $29 and $40 for an average of $33,000, and that's something that we were able to achieve. Again, 158 horsepower, turbocharged 1.5 liter four cylinder, which works really, really well. It's not the largest sedan out there, Dad, but I was able to have two kids in the back seat, and they were able to kind of climb in and out and do what they needed to do. I don't know if you're going to fit four full size adults in there, but it's not meant to do that, right? This is, I guess you tell me. I don't know if you would refer to this as a starter car, but to me, that's kind of how it feels, right? This is a great kind of first car
starter. Yeah, I mean, it might be a little larger. I mean, it depends on the person. I guess it would be the way to look at that, Richard. Could it be a starter car? Absolutely. It's a little bigger than what probably most would use as a starter car, although not so big that it couldn't be considered one. And price-wise, yeah, absolutely it could be.
Yeah, and it's a, like I said, and that's kind of the point for me, and we could kind of sit here and talk about the features and stuff on all day. It's very user-friendly. It's got charging ports all over the place. Easy to, like I already mentioned, easy to operate system. The dash is a digital cluster, and you can kind of change it, and they've got some different views and modes on there. Honestly, Dad, if folks are looking for a car like this that gets good fuel economy, it's front-wheel drive, which here in Colorado, Dad, would operate, honestly, in most of the conditions that we have. It's got the 8-speed automatic transmission on this car, and you can do the different paddle shifting. I would encourage folks to check this vehicle out, Dad, because it may fly under the radar. And so if they do that, head to the local Volkswagen dealer and let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.